On Our Way is the latest song you're hearing by mega group Mercy Me. Mike Schweitzer plays guitar and he's with us this morning. Morning, Mike.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, tell us how Mercy Me keeps in touch, like during the quarantine. Like, how do you guys do like something like a band meeting when you're all in different places?
It's a constant text thread that never, ever ends. It's always going constantly. My phone is vibrating all day long, and it's usually nothing important. It's usually memes and making fun of each other. But those are our meetings, and they never end. It's like anytime our management says, "Hey guys, can we get together and have a meeting?" That's our Scott Brickle voice. Every one of us just goes, "Oh, we got to be grown ups today." So.
And you recently did a kind of a fun tour. You were in like these little tiny baseball stadiums. How did that go?
Yeah, it went good. It was a little nerve wracking as we went in, not knowing what to expect, if anybody was willing to come to shows or what. And it was everybody who was there wanted to be there. Like it was like they were ready to go. They were ready to be back and have some live music. And so we did those shows. Then we did a handful of shows in Texas that were an absolute blast. We actually had been on the Grand Ole Opry a couple of times this summer. Just a lot of fun things. But we're really ready to get back to just to a real tour, just full blown, all out. So we're sadly we're not going north of the border though. I'm sorry, guys.
Aw. Well, in the meantime, we're really enjoying your latest single called "On Our Way."
Oh, awesome! Thanks for playing it.
Well, what's cool about the song too is you hear Bart Millard's son Sam singing on it. I mean, it must have been so weird for you guys to have him like grow up around you, and now he's singing on an album and even touring with you guys.
Man, what a trip to watch that kid grow up and now to be have him on a record with us. And he's actually, this tour we're about to go on, he's coming out and opening for us. And Nathan, our bass player, his son is actually playing drums with him. Like, he's an amazing drummer. So, yeah, it's incredible to watch these kids grow up and now they're, you know, following in their daddy's footsteps. It's pretty cool.
Well, as a more mature band touring and bringing these guys along who are just starting out, what is that dynamic like with, you know, the veterans plus the rookies?
Yeah, there's a weird, especially with these guys, like there's a weird, like, I kind of feel like I'm their uncle, you know, and I want to help them make good choices. And, but like also got to let them, you can't give too much to them. Like they got to figure it out on their own. And so, you know, they're coming out on this tour and it seems backwards because like they haven't even really rehearsed as a band yet. And they're about to go on a tour, but they're great and they're going to do awesome. It's just like, it's a different thing than what we grew up with, whereas you played to nobody for years and they're going to get to, you know, the opportunity to kind of skip ahead, which a lot of young musicians get to do now just because the instant access to put music out for people. Like we didn't have that. You had no way to get music out in the world. And now it's like, you can literally upload it, you know, and you can record it in a week and have it on the internet by Friday. And as long as you get the word out about it, you can make a fan base and you can really make a go of it on your own. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for music for sure. And then to watch these guys go through it and to feel like we can give them some wisdom of any kind and some direction, but then also to watch them figure it out on their own. It's really fun.
You can be like the old guys who say, "Well, you kids got it so good. You know, I remember when it wasn't so easy."
Back in my day. Yeah, totally. Totally.
And you could drop some wisdom bombs on them.
Yeah, but even like tour, it's like, hey guys, just so you know, like the best thing you can do as an opening act, be completely self-contained. Like show up on that stage, plug your own stuff in, and don't expect anything from anybody around you. Like be as easy on the crew and the headliner who's bringing you out. Like don't even let them think about you as far as your performance. Like make it easy on them. The easier you are, the more tours you're going to get on, you know, tip the sound guys that are helping you. Like it's going to cost you some money out of your merch money that you're going to make or whatever, but like take care of those guys and they're going to be more likely to take care of you. You know, just little things like that, that are just, nobody told us that when we first got started, you know, it's like, we kind of had to learn on our own and say, oh man, you're supposed to do that. Okay. I didn't know. And so we kind of give them a little leg up on some of that stuff. That's, you know, it's really good. It's fun.
The latest single is "On Our Way" from Mercy Me, and we've been speaking with guitar player Mike Schweitzer. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us, Mike.
Oh, man, thanks so much. It's always good chatting with you.